Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Mike Edwards. Batting second. The center fielder, Joe Wallace. Batting third. The left fielder, Mitchell Page. Batting fourth. The DH, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dave Revering. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Mario Guerrero. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Taylor Duncan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jeff Newman. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Glenn Burke. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, John Henry Johnson. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Alan Bannister. Batting second. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting third. The center fielder, Tom Spencer. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lamar Johnson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Naerodny. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Greg Pryor. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilbur Wood. And now, play ball. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Garr. Edwards reaches second base with a double. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Edwards moves to third. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page hits a line drive towards first. Johnson reaches out to catch the ball, and throws to second to catch Wallace attempting to get to second, for the double play. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister takes first base on ball four. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Page settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer strikes out. There goes Bannister. The throw from Newman to Guerrero, and Bannister is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero hits a fly ball into center field. Spencer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Taylor Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr bunts in front of the plate. Newman fields it and throws to first for the out. Soderholm moves to second. one out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny hits a fly ball into right field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Glenn Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Edwards bunts and there's an error on the play. Burke moves to second. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wallace bunts towards first. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first, with Pryor covering, for the out. Burke moves to third. Edwards moves to second. One out. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0-for-1 in the game. Page hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Soderholm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Newman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bannister hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wallace who is chasing the ball. Bannister reaches third base with a triple. Washington goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, White Sox. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger bunts between the mound and first base. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kessinger for the out. Bannister scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Tom Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer hits a fly ball into center field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 0-for-1 in the game. Revering hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0-for-1 in the game. Guerrero hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Taylor Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Duncan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gar. Duncan reaches second base with a double. Guerrero moves to third. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0-for-1 in the game. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Guerrero scores. Duncan scores. It's 3-2, Athletics. Rich Hinton now pitching. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Edwards hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wallace hits a fly ball into center field. Spencer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Soderholm hits a fly ball into right field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-0 in the game. Garr bunts in front of the plate. Newman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0-for-2 in the game. Page is called out on strikes. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Revering hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Horton moves to second. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Guerrero hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Horton scores. Revering moves to second. It's 4-2, Athletics. Taylor Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pryor misplays the ball. That's an error on Pryor. Revering scores. Guerrero goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. Two outs. It's 6-2, Athletics. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0-for-2 in the game. Newman takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Burke hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny is 0-for-1 in the game. Naorodny hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Page. Naorodny reaches second base with a double. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Washington takes first base on ball 4. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-1 in the game. Pryor strikes out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bannister hits a fly ball into right field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kessinger hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Newman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Edwards is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wallace hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0-for-3 in the game. Page hits a fly ball into center field. Spencer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-2 in the game. Spencer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Edwards settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Soderholm hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Athletics. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-1 in the game. Garr hits a fly ball into center field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Edwards settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pryor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Miguel Delone pinch runs for Willie Horton. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Delone. The throw from Nairodny and he is safe. Delone steals second. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Revering takes first base on ball 4. Rob Picciolo pinch runs for Dave Revering. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Delone. The throw from Nairodny and he is out, Soderholm applying the tag. One out. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got one RBI. Guerrero hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Picciolo moves to second. Laron Lagro now pitching. Taylor Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Duncan strikes out. Two outs. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Newman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Picciolo scores. Guerrero moves to second. It's 7-3, Athletics. Glenn Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Guerrero moves to third. Newman moves to second. Glenn Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Burke strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jeff Newman now playing first base. Jim Essien now catching. Tony Armas now playing right field. Glenn Burke now playing left field. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Naorodny hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Washington hits a fly ball into left field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-2 in the game. Pryor hits a fly ball into left field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bannister hits a fly ball into center field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wallace hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Soderholm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Edwards scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Heaverlow now pitching. Tom Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-3 in the game. Spencer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heaverlow fields it and throws to first for the out. Spencer moves to second. Two outs. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-2 in the game. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Edwards scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Miguel Delone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delone takes first base on ball 4. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Delone. The throw from Naorodny and he is safe. Delone steals second. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Delone moves to third. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got one RBI. Guerrero hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pryor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Delone scores. Two outs. It's 8-3, Athletics. Taylor Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Naorodny strikes out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Washington hits a fly ball into left field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Blomberg pinch hits for Greg Pryor. Ron Blomberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blomberg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Jorge Horta pinch hits for Alan Bannister. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Blomberg moves to second. It's 8-4, Athletics. Elias Sosa now pitching. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kessinger hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Edwards reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.